Now let's bring in the man who is missing in action, recovering from his epic Christmas cruise from family to family and friend to friend and foe to foe, ladies and gentlemen. Pat, I've rested up and I'm ready for Christmas again in 300 and some odd days.
You got that right. Yeah. I did rest up. Let me tell you, I don't remember the last time that I slept till 8 o'clock in the morning.
You know, Pat, I got home about, I want to say 11:30, had my trainer come over. After my trainer, I slept off and on throughout the day, got a great like 3 hours sleep in. Got up around 6 o'clock in the evening, and I felt for the first time in a long time 100% powered up. And I feel that way this morning. So I guess my body just needed to just sit there and do nothing.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just do. You're absolutely right. And it's at least a quiet day today. We'll call it partly sunny, 35 to 40. The National Weather Service put out a winter weather advisory for tomorrow, especially in the morning. That's because when the rain arrives here late tonight, well after midnight, it'll start as a wintry mix. And we could get an inch or so of snow, sleet, and freezing rain. The lows will be in the mid-20s tonight, but they'll tend to rise by morning. So for your morning commute tomorrow, be on the alert, because it will be a little bit on the tricky side until about mid to late morning when it goes over to rain. And then the temps go to 45 to 50. The rain ends Friday night. The last weekend of 2018, partly cloudy, breezy, still relatively mild Saturday, 45 to 50. Then colder weather on Sunday, sunny and chilly, low 30s. Right now for Christmas Eve, I have doubts. Yeah, they're trying to bring up another low from the south, you know, with rain for us on Christmas Eve day, which is Monday. I have my doubts about how much is going to get here. So I'm going to just call Christmas Eve right now just cloudy. And temps in the 40s. We'll see. We may have to put rain in there. It certainly doesn't look like snow. That's for sure. Then it will get colder after New Year's Day. That's what we see right now in the books. We still see a change to much, much, much colder weather by the middle part of January. So there'll be some spurts of colder weather before then, but I'm talking a little bit more significant and a little bit long-lasting. Or longer lasting.
More intense.
More intense, right, exactly. Good word. Okay, so I know you're all just anxious to find out how Pat made it to and from Long Island four times Christmas Eve or Christmas Day.
I would say that you're dog-ass tired. That's why you just slept at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I was tired, yeah. Going out to my sister's Christmas Eve was not bad. I made it to her house in an hour and 10 minutes. Which was excellent. Coming home, I made it home in 1 hour.
Hey.
So even I was thrilled. Then going back out to a friend's house, which is in Oyster Bay on the North Shore. That was on Christmas Day. It took an hour and 45 minutes. And coming home, however, it took an hour and 10, which was, again, remarkable. I remember one Christmas going out there on the North Shore, and it took me 3 hours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember calling Angela at least twice and telling her, we're now here, we're now there. It's either going to be another 45 minutes. I kept saying, don't wait for us with the hors d'oeuvres. Just serve it. But we didn't have to do it this year. So that was really, that's a pleasure. But needless to say, it's a lot of driving.
It is.
It's a lot of driving. I did not drink, you know, specifically because I was driving. So everybody kept saying, oh, we'll drink for holiday cheer. No, absolutely not. You know, give me bottled water. I'll go with bottled water. And that was it. So what did I get as my, I got a lot of really, really nice presents, Marshall. And I want to ask you, I got to ask you too, what you've got. But the ones that I like the most, people are going to laugh at this boy. Well, at least I can let you laugh. I got a brand new clapboard. Folks, those are the ones that they use when you see before the movie, and they count down 5, yeah. 4, 3, boom, clap.
Is it digital?
It is not, no.
Oh, okay.
No, they go for big bucks, and yeah. Then you got to sync it with the camera.
Yeah.
No, okay. I got a telescoping stool. It looks like a baton. And the top comes out and opens up into a little seat, and the bottom into legs, and you could put it, you could bring it with you, put it anywhere. So that would be great when I'm shooting on movies up at the lake, because I'm always looking for a chair high enough.
Yeah.
You know, so this you can make it any height, and I like that. My niece gave me a great shirt. I wish you could see it. It says, today's forecast. And on the bottom it says, record highs. And in the middle, a marijuana leaf. And my niece said, I know you don't smoke, Uncle Pat. She says, but it was a weather shirt. I said, no problem. I'll wear it to the picnic. Up at the lake, they'll get a kick out of it.
He'll start smoking soon, folks.
Not at all. Not at all. Forget that. And I got some stuff for baking. I got a book called The Baking Bible. Have you ever heard of it?
Yes,
I have. Oh, no, you don't? Oh, you have.
Now, who was it written by?
I don't know. It's over in the den, but it's a real thick, hard-covered book. Baking Bible. I think it's got a picture of I don't know, maybe a biscuit on the front of it.
Well, if it's a baking Bible, there should be a picture of the baby Jesus.
No. No, and it's all about baking. Cakes and cheesecakes and all of that stuff. So I like that. And that was basically, I got a lot of other stuff, but that was basically the highlight stuff. And by the way, I tried for the first time making pfeffernusse, and they came out delicious. And I made my chocolate chips, and I made...
Did you make your Christmas cookies?
I did not do the... What do they call it? The rainbow cookies.
Yeah.
No, I did not. No. Too much work, Marshall.
Yeah.
Too much work. So what was your favorite present?
All right. Well, I got a good friend, Maddie, sent me... as a gift, a roll of Donald Trump toilet paper with Donald Trump's picture on it, on all things. So that was one of my favorite things. Another one, my daughter Karen sent me, one of her gifts was a cup that said, I hate when I wake up in the morning and Donald Trump is president. So I got that because my family knows me really well. She also sent me a beautiful, huge New York Giants football fleece. Another member of the family, Jake and his lovely wife, sent me, which I already had, but the Hue, all these digital colored lights that replace that you can control your lights from all in your house with your smartphone. And you can set them to come on and go off in different colors and stuff. So, like, for Christmas, I sent the two lights that surround the front of the house, the big picture window, with bright red and bright green. And then I had lights in the window and then the tree there. So from the outside, either it looked like a whorehouse or it looked like a house that was celebrating Christmas.
Okay.
So that was another favorite present. And then, pardon me, that came from Sam, Sam and Summers. Jake and his lovely wife, who have been together now 14 years, gosh, time flies, they sent me a picture frame. And that picture frame, they can download their pictures into it automatically that they take of their family. And it shows up on the picture frame. And so Sam and his wife have one. So now every time there's a baby picture or a video or anything, they just upload it into this frame, and there it is for me at my house. So that was a real nice
That's
present.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Now, Jill, who knows I like to cook, not bake, but cook, I have an unbelievable set of Le Creuset pans, okay? Real expensive cast iron that are covered in. Well, she got me a four-piece bake set, different size rectangle pans that you can make small lasagnas and stuff in like that. And so that's right there. And then the final, I got many more presents, but the final favorite thing I got was a heating and vibrating pad that I've put on my recliner from Heidi, who watches my dogs in my house and stuff. And and I had that on the chair all day yesterday, and it's great. It heats your back, and then every once in a while, about every 20 minutes, it's a nice stimulating massage that starts at the bottom of the back and goes to the top.
I have that.
Yeah.
I bought it a couple of years ago, and it was probably one of my best investments. Every time I have a little bit of a back problem, I go sit on there. You put the set, you know, you just do your settings anywhere you want, lower back, mid back, upper back, and it always helps. Always helps. So
And now I must tell you the big revelation for Christmas, Pat. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
All right. For all my friends who live locally that I get gifts for, I give Visa or right. American Express cards so they can use it locally. My family members who are all members of Amazon and who live far away, I send direct via email Amazon gift cards to them. And they're actually, you know, gift cards that have Santa Claus and buses and stuff on it and move around. And that's what I did for my family. I found that out. So Everybody local gets a gift card that they can spend locally. And everybody who lives far away that I get gifts for now gets the Amazon card. So that way they can do it at Amazon.
And there was no restrictions on the Amazon card.
No, you can get anything you want on Amazon with it.
I mean, you could get more than five.
Oh, yeah, and you can also, for the family, say, okay, I'm getting $300 worth, $100 for each kid and $200 for mom and dad and stuff like that. It's great. It's great.
Very clever.
Yeah, but I still wanted to keep local, so that's why everybody local still gets. Gets that.
Yeah.
And that way people shop local.
That was very, very clever, yeah. And, of course, the weather cooperated, so that was a good thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, I had no trouble getting my cards.
But didn't you go down to New Jersey on Christmas Day?
No, I did not. My brother went down. My brother came up here, and we had dinner. I think it was Wednesday night or Thursday. I think it was at the end of last week. And then and then he went down to New Jersey to see friends. No, I stayed home. I didn't go to New Jersey.
Okay.
He doesn't live there anymore, so there's no reason for me to go to New Jersey.
Gotcha. Oh, okay. Great.
He lives up here. He moved up here.
Great. So. Yeah. And now we just, you know, now we're in the home run to New Year's Eve, having some friends up New Year's Eve, Monday night. And then Tuesday, I am hoping at this point to do nothing but relax. And Wednesday, I won't be in. I'll be back on Thursday because Wednesday, I won't be recovering. Wednesday is the day, and Marshall knows this too well, where I have to gather up all of the paid bills and all of that stuff, put them in a nice big box, mark them, and bring them to the account.
Get them to the account and get working on those taxes.
It takes almost a whole day to do that, but I did want to tell you that I watched The Christmas Chronicles.
Yes.
You are right. It will be a classic movie. It was phenomenal.
Wasn't it good?
It was better than good.
Yeah. It was outstanding. It was
Marshall should have been a movie critic because he really has very good taste.
It was just a lot of fun to watch.
It was. Very good.
All right. With that being said, I'll speak
ho,
to
ho,
you.
Ho, ho,
ho. Speak to you tomorrow morning.
You got it.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robinhood Radio.